All right, we're ready to go.
It's called Brad and Britt, Not Coincidences, But Reality.
All right.
You know, isn't it interesting that just as financial reform is about to come forth towards Wall Street, that the Securities and Exchange Commission goes after the gold standard of excellence on Wall Street, Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs.
No, it's not a coincidence. It's on purpose.
I like where you're going.
Right, number two.
All right.
News yesterday. Ooh, times are good again for General Motors. They're paying back that loan 5 years early.
General Motors loan.
Right, Wall Street Journal.
All right, Wall Street Journal.
Headline today. Car makers stabilize year after bailouts. Oh, to make it appear as if the Obama administration isn't as stupid as they're portrayed.
Not as stupid. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Jeez.
Maybe they actually did the right thing to save these car
companies. Yeah, right.
But we know that's not true.
Not
clearly
true.
General Motors should have been allowed to fail. Chrysler should have been allowed to fail.
Okay.
And then we'd all be out buying toilet. All
right. Oh, man.
Okay. All right. But right number three.
All right. Three, just like Dale Earnhardt Sr.
You've seen the pictures. You've seen the videos. You've heard the descriptions. This terrible explosion. Offshore oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico. 11 people missing, probably no longer with us.
Oil rig. Okay.
Potential blow to industry. What an interesting coincidence. Or is it a coincidence that just a few weeks after Obama suddenly wants to do some drilling? Forget that. Can't drill now. It's too dangerous. Coincidentally, an oil well blows up.
Coincidence? Now, question mark. That's what I just wrote down there.
Usually three is the magic number on something, but I got a fourth.
We started with Goldman Sachs. We went to GM.
Right.
And we went to the oil rig. Now, where are you going now?
Well, today, here in North Carolina, we have something called cash for appliances.
Oh, write that down. Hang on.
Right, $8.8 million. Right.
Now, where's that money coming from? We're broke. I don't even know where that money's coming from.
It comes from taxing the producers, the achievers.
I got to put that up there. Hang on a second.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry.
It comes from taxing producers, the achievers, to the moochers and looters.
Right, the looters, which is the government, takes the money from the producers, that's the producers,
right,
gives it to the moochers, which is the lazy non-working class.
Who will be out there today buying appliances?
These would be
trading in their old appliances.
These are the 47% of people who don't pay any federal income tax that we learned about, right?
Exactly.
Write that up there.
And I know you're thinking, where do they ever come up with this cockamamie idea? You know, I did a little research. I read a lot at night. I read a lot to my kids before they go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm a self-made man. I'm not some fancy Harvard degree toting elite. Just Brad Kranz. You know what I found out? In the year 1948.
Write that down.
An idea from the Soviet Union. And in 1948, what do you think was the basis for economic growth in the Soviet Union?
I've no idea.
It was something called Kashki for Klunkskis.
Oh, man.
K-A-S-H.
Oh, sorry.
Number four.
Yeah.
K-L-U-N-S-K-I.
Kashki for Klunkskis?
Right. It included cars.
Russian's a funny language.
It included appliances. It included, of course, tractors, because they were very agrarian society back then.
Yeah.
So, it's obvious. This whole cash for appliances, the cash for clunkers car thing from a few months ago, is from the Joe Stalin, Saul Alinsky playbook.
I see.
On how to enslave a people.
And so, Bev Perdue.
Right.
As a tool of Obama over here. He's doing this.
Yep.
Okay. Just like the guys, the officials in the Politburo being tools of Stalin.
Change that. Just put Perdue equal Obama equal Stalin.
Perdue equal sign Obama equal sign
Right.
Stalin, which, by the way, would explain the way he's treating Israel these days, I guess.
It all fits together. Yeah. So, again, SEC versus Goldman Sachs, GM paying back loans early, phony, offshore oil, drilling explosion, not a coincidence, and cash for Klunkskys.
Oh.
Harkens back to 60 years ago in the old Soviet Union.
It all makes sense. It all
Thank you very much.
Makes sense.
Thank you very much. And we'll keep this up on our website for about the next 30 seconds. So if you don't see it then, it'll probably disappear.